straightforward. Oh, what do you mean? Do the bop bop bop. Do the bop bop bop.
I don't even know what I say then. Ready? Last thing. Thank you so much, everybody, for coming out today. You guys are incredible. I'll be back to New Zealand soon. I'm going to come here on tour, and we're going to have a lot of fun. And I just appreciate each and every one of you for all your support. And yeah, thank you so much. Take care, all right?
There you have it, Justin Bieber from the showcase last night. Let's get back to more from Justin Bieber. It's JJ and Dom caught up with him live in the studio.
Hey now, our show, there's normally three of us here. There's JJ, myself, and Mike, who is a gay man. And the other day on the show, when we were giving away some tickets to this little showcase that you're doing for us, he told us about a dream that he had about you.
Really?
You want to hear this little snippet?
I want to hear it.
Have a listen.
I just thought, you know, he might like to use me as a statement to the world. He wanted to make a statement.
Right.
And I thanked him at the end of the showcase for being awesome. And as he went in to give me a hug, he whispered in my ear, just kiss me.
Oh my God, you fantasist.
Wow. Now, here's the funny thing. This showcase tonight, Mike is going to be on stage introducing you and then doing a Q&A afterwards.
So maybe he was just foreseeing the future.
Justin, you could literally make his dream come true.
Will you kiss me?
Oh my God. If you remember.
That's how I went in the dream. It was like, Mike, baby, will you kiss me?
If you remember, we won't tell him that we had this discussion. If you remember,
just do it.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, I'll do it. That'll be funny.
My God, that'll be awesome.
Oh my God, totally.
Hey, so you arrived in the country last night. You go out for dinner. Then we had reports this morning that you were out skating at like midnight.
Yeah, I was. Yep. I went to the skate park last night.
Victoria Park.
I don't know what it was called, it's a big one.
Right.
It's right by my hotel. It's really, really nice.
Last time we had you on the show was the last time you were here, maybe, I don't know, two or three years ago, and it was at a point in your career where everyone was sort of, you know, debating whether you're going to, you know, what's going to happen when your voice fully breaks and develops and, you know, whether you're still going to be an artist or whatever, but I think you've over-exceeded everybody's expectations.
Which is awesome, and I'm really glad to just have people accept me, accept my voice, and just have me back on the show. I appreciate you guys having me here.
Hey, Justin, we've always said nice things about you, you know, like when the media was saying all the rough things, we said, we met you a couple of years ago, you're always really polite, nice, good sense of humour.
And fantastic skin. And we said you smell good too.
Your skin is immaculate, and I still would love to know what you use on it.
Yeah.
I used to have to say proactive. I don't use proactive. I use just regular skincare stuff and fancy.
Yeah, right. Hey, we don't want to
I'm a guy, right?
So
we don't have to do anything.
That's awesome.
Hey, so back to this skate park at midnight thing.
Yeah.
So do you do that on your own, or you have to go out with a security detail? How does that work?
We had some security, but I always tell them to fall back so I can feel like I'm by myself.
Cool.
You know, so I feel like I don't feel like there's always people with me, and I need some alone time sometimes. So I just go out skate, have some either headphones on and listen to music, or just like my boy Rory's here, so we go out and he tapes me doing gnarly tricks.
Don't you worry that if you've got your headphones on that you won't hear someone sneaking up behind you or something?
That's what Rory's for.
I don't know. He's always giving me heads up.
Yep.
Oh, that's cool. Don, we don't have time for the game because they're giving us the wind-up
out
there.
Oh, really? Oh, it's been so much fun chatting.
Thank you so much for having me, man.
Before you go, we'd love to hear you attempt a New Zealand accent.
Okay, give me something to say.
Okay. G'day, I'm Justin Bieber, and I'm having fun in New Zealand.
G'day, I'm Justin Bieber, and I'm having fun in New Zealand.
That's pretty amazing.
That wasn't bad.
So why did you say g'day? That's an Australian word, Dom. Why did you say that?
What do we say? How's it? How's it?
You guys say g'day, too.
We say what's up.
G'day.
Sup.
Can you spot the difference between a New Zealand accent and an Australian accent?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, you got a little bit of a twang to your thing.
Yeah.
Ours is way sexy, is what you're trying to say, isn't
it? I'm just saying it's got a twang to it.
It's not his intention to offend an entire nation right now.
No. It's got a twang. I'm not saying you guys have a bad accent or anything.
Yeah.
I'm Canadian. We have the worst accent.
No, you don't. Out and about.
Come over to my house there. We're going to go take her out and turn her loose there, bud.
Yeah. Oh, look. I just saw a moose from my canoe, eh? I'm sorry about that.
Oh, but let's take her out and turn her loose there, boss. Let's go out there and go for a rip.
Yeah. Let's go and find a maple leaf.
Yeah, I don't know if you say that.
Well, I don't know. Hey, one final thing.
So much to say, Dom.
Sorry, the big thing in New Zealand at the moment is we're in the process of maybe selecting a new flag. That's the one we currently have. And these are the five options. It's sort of like flag idol.
Here's the thing, dude. If it was up to me, I'd say keep this one.
Really?
Yeah, it's okay.
Do you like it?
Yeah, why not? You guys want to just have it completely different than this?
Well, we're okay with that, but the government's like, oh, let's give people the option in case they want to change it.
I mean, like, are you guys not confident in your flag?
We're not as patriotic as people on your side of the world, Justin.
Because Canada, we never change our flags.
No, but the government's argument is that, oh, Canada used to have a flag like ours, and now they've got an awesome one.
Yeah, we got the maple leaves.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
All right, I got
a rock and roll, though.
Yeah, I'm going to pass it on to our government. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Justin.
Thanks for having me.
Great luck for the new album, mate. It's going to be huge. Guys.
See you, Justin. What was that?
Mike, baby. You kissed me.
Oh, okay, sorry. That was very cool. He's a very nice man, isn't he? Just chilled.
Lovely.
Considering the amount of work that he's been doing since he flew into this country, and again today, he is busy, busy, busy. But thank you to everybody that turned up to the showcase last night. I know it was very hard to get a ticket, but everyone really enjoyed themselves. I thought he sang brilliantly last night. Very good, just with him and a guitar. It is the Edge.
The singing was almost as good as the burn he got on the host.
Yeah, shut up. It is the Edge. 23 past 8, JJ, Mike and Dom. JJ's got Scandal coming up.
Well, a Grammy winning band have shot their latest video in New Zealand. I'll give you more about this next.
If your typical work day sounds like this, then you really need the Edge's Workday of Awesome to spice things up with hit music like this.
Are you with me? Are you with me?